And I'm going to get out Chaz for you to meet.
Whoa.
Chaz is from South America. He's one of our favorite bugs.
Cindy Bo Beer is the owner of the GT Butterfly House and Bug Zoo. She'll be our tour guide today. Cindy's reaching down deep into a terrarium to get Chaz for us to see.
Chaz is a giant cave roach from South America. He's quite friendly. In fact, he doesn't bite.
Can you pet him?
He doesn't like to be touched per se because he thinks you're going to eat him.
Chaz lives in the Bug Zoo with dozens of his creepy crawly friends, including a collection of tarantulas, a ghost mantis from Africa named Casper, and a hive of Michigan bees. Bo Beer opened the Bug Zoo earlier this month. The project took more than 2 years to get off the ground. Inspired by a visit to a butterfly garden at Niagara Falls, Bo Beer soon found what she says is the perfect spot here in northern Michigan, an abandoned Williamsburg pole barn that used to be a mattress store. At around the same time she was starting the Bug Zoo, she started dating a guy named, get this, Rob Roach.
And lo and behold, 3 months into our dating, I let him know my secret. I know your last name is Roach, but Rob, I want to start a bug zoo and a butterfly house, and what do you think?
Yeah, I guess it's in my genes. I'm not sure, but it just kind of worked out that way. I never thought that I would own a bug zoo, but I've always been around bugs and loved them when I was a kid, catching crayfish and chasing bugs around outside. And this is an awesome job. I love it, you know, like my little buddies.
Roach spends most of his time in the bug zoo showing off his buddies to kids.
I see him. You see him?
Yeah, big blue beetles.
A bug? Yeah.
Kids love the bug zoo, of course, and there's a steady stream of them visiting throughout the day. And as neat as the bug zoo is, the highlight for most of the kids appears to be the butterfly garden.
Now, what you immediately notice is that there's a huge temperature difference from the vestibule to the garden.
The butterfly garden is kept at a steamy 84 degrees all the time. The place is like a jungle filled with carefully landscaped beds of flowers like Asian lilacs that produce a lot of nectar. And everywhere you look, there are dozens of butterflies. Some flit around the flowers. Others are perched near dishes of butterfly food, a concoction of sugar and electrolytes that Bo Beer describes as butterfly Gatorade.
Whoa, look at that. Okay, that is amazing.
You found the Atlas moth.
Wow.
So we don't have a lot of moths on display, but we couldn't resist having the largest moth in the world to bring to northern Michigan. The Atlas moth is from Asia. The downside to having an Atlas moth is they don't live very long. They only live about 5 to 7 days. Mm. Our Atlas moths emerge without even having a mouth. Their number one job when they emerge is to find a mate, lay eggs, and they die.
Like Casper, the ghost mantis, and the tarantulas, the 10-inch wide Atlas moth can be a little intimidating, especially if you're already a little squeamish about bugs. But that, says Bo Beer, is part of the mission of the Bug Zoo.
I don't think a child comes into the world automatically being afraid of spiders or afraid of cockroaches. We really try to work with families to change the conceptions about what bugs are and how they can help people. That's really something that we want to call attention to.
The Grand Traverse Butterfly House and Bug Zoo will be open through the end of October before shutting down for the winter. It will open again next May. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Aaron Selbig.